keeping a journal of what's going on in your life is a good way to help you distill what's important and what's not. And that is the thought for today.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Have you ever thought about the fact that how you care for your mind has a huge impact on how you experience life? And in this life, everybody needs a little help at one point or another. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is professional online therapy, offering video, phone, and even live chat sessions. You don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's a lot more affordable than standard in-person therapy, and if you contact them now, you can be matched with a therapist in less than 48 hours. Try BetterHelp today as a loyal 7 Good Minutes listener, and you'll get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes. Don't forget to use the code 7goodminutes to get 10% off. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes.
Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about some of the wonderful benefits that come along with the habit of journaling. Enjoy.
In a world filled with get-rich-quick schemes and daily habits claiming to change your life forever, it's hard to know what advice will actually help you. You've probably heard that all millionaire CEOs wake up at 5 a.m. every morning, and you tried that one time and you were miserable all day, didn't really work for you. Maybe you heard that daily exercise will make you limitless, or was that meditation? Anyways, you keep trying to make these things into habits, but nothing really clicks. It never feels natural. A lot of the time, you sit there and scratch your head and you wonder, what the hell are you doing these things for anyways? I mean, sure, you might have a vague idea that they're good for you or they're what successful people do, but those cliche statements don't really pack much emotional weight, especially at 5 in the morning. So what's the solution? How do you actually stick to these habits? And why should you? Should you just give up? Maybe. But let me offer a little different solution. Journaling. 5 minutes of journaling every single morning is one of the easiest habits to actually perform, but it's also a habit in which every other habit can be built upon. So let me explain. If you start meditating every day, you'll probably be more present in day-to-day situations and probably less anxious, etc., etc. If you start exercising every single day, you'll gain tons of energy, your confidence will go up, you'll look better. All of these things are great. These habits are really beneficial. But most people don't get this far. They never make these things into daily habits, mostly because they don't know why they're improving themselves in the first place. The prospect of feeling good or being productive for its own sake is not enough motivation for most people. We need a more powerful reason. And that's where journaling comes in, because journaling provides something that few other activities can: systematic self-reflection. Effective journaling will bring clarity to what you're doing and why you're doing it. And having this why is the fundamental driving force to actually sticking to real and lasting change in your life. Daily journaling has also been proven to reduce stress, manage anxiety, and help cope with depression. So in and of itself, it has a lot of benefits. But you might be thinking, this all sounds nice, but you're telling me I should just sit there and write about what I'm feeling? Yeah. But if you want to be more organized about it, which I definitely recommend, especially if you want to make it into a habit, then I suggest using this simple template. First, write down what you want to accomplish each day, leaving adequate spacing between each item, and you don't need to put in like every tiny little thing that you have to do. 2 or 3 main items is good enough. Next, under each item, write down why you want to accomplish that thing. And you don't need to write a huge speech about it, just one concise sentence about why you would like to accomplish this particular item. Then, under that, write down how it would make you feel if you accomplished this item. And finally, at the very end, after you accomplish steps 1, 2, and 3, write down how it would make you feel if you accomplished everything on the list. Would you feel proud of yourself? Would you feel accomplished? And how would this feeling affect other areas of your life? And that's it. This to-do list type journaling is only one type of journaling, but I find it packs the most punch for the short amount of time that it takes. Most of these prompts are relatively easy to answer, but they spark the need to keep writing. And that's the great thing about journaling. Once you start writing, it's kind of hard to stop.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.